Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, East Coast 5 a.m. This is Pat Kenny calling in from sunny South Florida for this week's edition of Patterny. Today is Saturday, May the 4th. I do hope everyone did have an awesome week and was able to do some of the great calls from our Mr. Owen, Mr. Jason Posnick. If you missed any of those calls, please, as I encourage you every week, make sure you go check out the SoundCloud and or the podcast, wherever it is that you listen to those podcasts. It's been a while since I've made a SoundCloud reference. I just wanted to bring that back for some of the original members of the call that have been listening to these for a while. But as I do, like I said, every week, please, wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, make sure that you go check those out for either a first listen or a re-listen. I'm very excited, as I am every week, to share with you folks, but I'm very excited this week because we've had a couple of new members added to our team, which always gives me the opportunity as the elder statesman and or grumpy old guy to share some of the grizzled frontline tactics and things that I've talked about, obviously, for a very long time. But I had a chance to have a conversation with someone who's not just new to my industry as a whole, but new to sales, right? New to client-facing kind of interaction. And in our journey, right, in my journey personally, but in everybody else's journey, especially people that are part of this call, whether it's, you know, real estate, just sales, or any kind of real professional field, one of the things that obviously we run into quite a lot is failure, right? Hopefully not as often as maybe I necessarily did when I was early on in my career, but failure is a part of our day-to-day. And you know, looking at it as more than just an obstacle, right? Looking at it as an opportunity to learn, to grow, and to really excel kind of beyond our limits is a piece that I really genuinely wish that I had thought about and learned way earlier in my professional life than I ended up doing. But thinking of failure as, you know, a teacher, right, rather than punishment, I think is a huge part of what leads to, you know, much more success in the long run, certainly than failure. But every great achiever that we admire, everyone that we have seen that has had success, whether it's people that we follow on, you know, social media or in the real world, or even people that are a part of this particular group, have faced many, many failures, not just one. And they are today where they are because they chose to learn from each of those failures and each of those defeats rather than surrendering to it, right? So when you think about a couple of steps, right, understanding failure, what went wrong, right, that's obviously a huge key piece. And it's essential, I think, to understand not just that failure is a part of kind of the greater growth process, but also what happened with each loss, right? And then when you fail, the great part about that is that means at least that you're trying, right? And you are challenging yourself. And it's a sign of, I think it's a sign of courage, right? Taking not just the risk, but also owning those failures. That's not a defeat in and of itself. That's just an opportunity to learn from whatever happened. And you have to continue to learn from those mistakes, right? After every time that you fail, take a step back and go, the hell just happened? Sometimes it's fairly easy. Sometimes it's things that you had no control over. But either way, you have to learn something, right? What is it that you can improve? And I think that reflection takes a momentary setback, and then I think turns it into a stepping stone. When you think about failure, right, especially, like I said, we have a couple of new members of our team. Failure in this case is things like cold calls and being told in less than pleasant ways to go away and pound sand. But each one of those failures, each one of those no's builds resilience, right? It makes you tougher and more prepared for the challenges ahead, including simple things like the next phone call. It's like a muscle that you strengthen with exercise, right? Your ability to handle setbacks improves with every difficulty that you face. Every no is, you know, one step closer to a yes, but you have to have those no's and those fails along the way. And I think the other thing too is, if you have, especially in, you know, again, in our organization where there's just more than one or two people, you can be an inspiration for others, right? Your journey through failure and the way that you overcome them can serve as a beacon for other people. Again, whether it's in your profession, it's in your family, or it's even as a part of this group, it's sharing your story and sharing those lessons, I think, is a great way to support your peers and inspire teams to push forward through the difficulties and really build their resilience. So one of the things that I'd like to do, is, as I tend to do most weeks, is I would like to challenge you. I would like to challenge everyone that's a part of this call, whether it's live here at Saturday at 5 a.m. or whether you're listening to it on the podcast, to kind of approach every setback as a setup rather than a setback for the next thing you're going to do. Document that failure. Think about the things that you learned. Implement fixing those things and or improving on those things. And rather than looking at it as a list of regrets, look at it as a map that shows where you started and where you've come and how you navigated all of those challenges. As I wrap up today, I think remembering that everyone here has failed, and I think remembering to embrace those failures doesn't mean that we're trying to fail, certainly by any means, but that we're not afraid to fail. And I think as we step boldly out here, starting both this weekend and obviously next week, ready to face those challenges, turning them head on, and just proving that you can't beat us down. Failure is a sign of effort. Keep showing those signs of effort. Have an absolutely awesome rest of your Saturday. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. And we'll see you back here Monday morning, live at 5.